Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Welcome back to the third chapter of the book of Galatians. Today I'm going to do an overview of what we have taught up to now. In verse 16, Paul said, "To Abraham and his seed were the promise given." And then Paul goes on to explain that the seed of Abraham in which he was talking about was Jesus Christ himself. And then he goes on to tell them that the inheritance is not of the law, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. At the end of the chapter, he says, "If you be in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Listen to what Paul said in Acts 26, verse 17 and 18. Now, this is red letter stuff here. This is God talking to Paul. And he told him that, "I will deliver you from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send you, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in me." So he's saying to the Gentiles, God sent me to turn you to him, turn you away from the evil, turn you to God, that you may also have an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in me. Listen to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2. It says that God has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. God the Father has appointed Jesus Christ the heir of all things. And then Paul says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If you be in Christ," he says, "then you are the seed of Abraham, and heirs according to the promise. For if they were of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is to no effect." So Paul wants them to be just like Abraham, when he by faith, not works, by faith, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive as an inheritance, he journeyed in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Isaac and Jacob was to be joint heirs with their father Abraham of the same promise. And then I hear Brother Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1, and verse 3 and 4, "Blessed are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Isn't that a marvelous statement? Reserved in heaven for me. We're going to inherit a land of no mores. John in the book of Revelation chapter 21 tells us, "God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no more sorrows, no more crying, and neither shall there be any more pain, because the former things have passed away. You shall no more be termed forsaken, neither shall your land any more be termed desolate. Oh, my friend, what an inheritance we have awaiting for us. And if you are like I am, you've gone too far to look back now. I'm nearing the home shore. The saints are rejoicing. Heaven's angels are singing. I've gone too far to look back. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.